There is a simple truth that I recognize each year on Christmas Eve. There are a lot of different reasons why each one of you may be in this room this evening. If we think back for a moment to the story, Mary and Joseph were traveling to Bethlehem because a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that everyone had to be registered. It didn't matter that Mary was pregnant. It didn't matter that all of these people flooding the town would make every structure overflow with no extra room. This was the place where they had to be in spite of everything else that was going on. This is part of the picture that we are so familiar with when we think of Jesus' birth. But I want you to imagine for a moment that your life reflects one of the characters in this Christmas story. And I want you to imagine, if you can, how your presence this evening might also be reflected in this story. Now, in your home, there may be no Emperor Augustus, but there might be a grandma or a mom, or it may have even been you, that made your own decree this evening. Now, the decree in other years may have sounded different, but since we've been staying home for a long time, this is what it could have sounded like tonight. I don't care if you haven't worn pants for 2 years. The car is leaving in 5 minutes. Or some theme and variation on that message. Now, some of you may be like the sheep. And honestly, sheep have gotten a lot of bad press over the past couple of years, but Scripture is filled with imagery of God or Jesus as the shepherd, therefore making us the sheep of his flock. You don't have to be a sheep tonight, but if the pull of worship pulled you away from the snack or dinner table, and you are ready for some time to ruminate and maybe take a nap, you may just be a sheep. Or if your family is here now because you plan to go home and have dinner and you're distracted by thoughts of your favorite food of the evening, that's okay as well. The sheep were in the fields chewing their cud, and that's really all they were worried about on that first Christmas night. Now, some of you might feel a little bit like shepherds. Maybe you just got off work in time to make it to church. Maybe you feel like you finally got the sheep corralled safely for the night, or at least for a few minutes, and you're ready to put your feet up and relax a little. Maybe you have one of those jobs that doesn't really stop for holidays, so you will go home and tuck your kids in tonight and then head off to work yourself. Now, some of you might feel like the angels. They are excited about the news they get to share. If you are an angel, you may also be just a little bit like Buddy the Elf, looking at your parents or siblings or children and screaming, "It's Christmas!" every 5 to 10 minutes. That's hard for me to do. There's no Buddy Elf in this body. You might even be twitching in your seat right now, excited about the gift you have received, or excited about the gift you hope to receive, or excited about the gift you have to give. What I'm trying to say is that you are excited for whatever the reason might be. And maybe it's just the sugar high from the hot cocoa and the cookies. Maybe you're Joseph. You packed the car for the journey, brought your family to your childhood town. You might be staying in the bedroom you grew up in, or you're staying in a hotel, but you got everyone here safely, and you're pretty sure that your work is done until it's time to go home again. But just so you know, it's not, because either mom or grandma bought one of those toys that has at least 400 pieces that you will be expected to assemble early tomorrow morning. Maybe you're Mary. Maybe Christmas reminds you a little of giving birth. It's painful at times. Hopefully it ends with joy, but it's a lot of work. Or maybe you're Mary after the birth, after the presents are unwrapped, and you are watching your kids or grandkids play with their toys, hopefully with a couple of moments of peace. Or maybe you like to just stay up until everyone has gone to bed and you are having a quiet moment to stare at the tree and give thanks for having everyone under the roof, one roof for the night. We know that Mary took the message of the shepherds to heart and she treasured each of those moments. Now, maybe you can find yourself in one of these familiar Christmas characters, and maybe you cannot. Maybe you are sitting in your pew with your arms crossed, looking ahead in the bulletin and wondering how much longer this all will take. But the true joy of Christmas, the true joy of the Savior being born, the true joy of Emmanuel, God with us, is plainly and simply this: Christ was born for you. It doesn't matter if you can see yourself in any of the descriptions that I have given. It doesn't matter if you are surrounded by people and you long for peace and quiet, or if you are alone and you wish you had others to share this day with. It doesn't matter if you are a child, if you are a young adult living in a pallet shelter or on the street. It doesn't matter if you have a comfortable home filled with family and friends. It doesn't matter if you're staying in a hotel or sleeping in a motorhome. It doesn't matter if you live in the fanciest house in your neighborhood or any neighborhood for that matter. This child that was born in Bethlehem so long ago was born for each one of you. And it's not always so easy for us to understand. We put so much value in power and status. The Gospel of Luke tells us what the power is up to. They are counting people so that they can levy taxes. And in the midst of this counting, a child is born. Not to well-known parents with status and nobility. A child is born, not in the best house in town, but among the animals because the house was already full. The news is announced not in the halls of power, but the angels announce this news to shepherds in the field. The shepherds don't come to the temple with the good news they have heard, but go instead to see this baby that has been born. God, who has created the whole universe, breathed life into the nostrils of humans, brought forth animals of every kind. The same God chooses to come to earth in the most fragile, most vulnerable way. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says it this way: when God's Son took on flesh, he truly and bodily took on, out of pure grace, our being, our nature, ourselves. Now we are in him. Where he is, there we are too, in the incarnation, on the cross, and in his resurrection. Jesus' birth sets forth God's plan to redeem the world. His birth both scares the powerful and gives hope to the powerless. The angel's announcement of this birth is the voice of hope for us all. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah. As Christians, we know where this story will lead us. We know of Christ's birth and we know of Christ's death and resurrection. But for tonight, we get the opportunity to be like Mary, receiving the promises from the shepherds. Tonight, we get to dwell in the peace and joy of this evening. We get to sing the familiar carols, raise our candles again, and simply be together in worship. My hope for you is that you can ponder a little of this story. Even if you had to yell a little to get here on time, even if you had to step away from the good food, even if you thought that your tasks for the night were done, even if your excitement seems a bit much for this subdued setting, even if you raced here after work, even if this evening has been painful, and even if you are still sitting there with your arms crossed, counting the minutes. And even if you have no time to ponder, or it's not the kind of thing that you like to do, I'm the kind of guy who likes to ponder, it doesn't change the story. Again, for to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. He has been born for each one of you. He doesn't care about your status or power or wealth. He simply cares about you. For he is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.